From the Christian Research Institute in Charlotte, North Carolina, you're listening to the Best of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air because life and truth matter. On today's special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, we present a previously recorded episode of the Hank Unplugged podcast. Hank's guest is Dr. Craig Evans, distinguished professor of Christian origins at Houston Christian University and a featured scholar in the documentary film Fragments of Truth, Ancient Documents, New Discoveries. Here now is Hank Hanegraaff.
Well, today's podcast is devoted to demonstrating the absolute reliability of the Bible that you and I are reading today, in the 21st century. And this is no trifling matter. One of the quotes that I have in a book written many years ago titled Has God Spoken is by Daniel Webster, and it's always on my mind. He said that if we abide by the principles that are taught in the Bible, our country is going to go on prospering. But if we and our posterity neglect the Bible's instructions, neglect its authority, no one can tell how sudden a catastrophe may overwhelm us and bury our glory in profound obscurity. And that's why I'm so incredibly motivated to put into your hands a documentary film called Fragments of Truth. Because in this DVD, Dr. Craig Evans and some other world-class scholars travel the globe to track down the most ancient New Testament manuscripts. And along the way, Dr. Evans highlights groundbreaking new evidence. And this is evidence that demonstrates that God has spoken and that the Bible is divine rather than being merely human in origin. And by the way, that far from being doctored, far from pushing a theological agenda, far from misquoting Jesus, the Bible is totally, completely, utterly trustworthy. We can trust the Bibles we have in the modern era. Now, many apologists argue that the massive defection from the faith of today's younger generation is due largely to the withering attacks on the Bible by pundits and by professors and even past presidents. I think back to Barack Obama, who said that the Bible teaches slavery. The Bible teaches that eating shellfish is an abomination. If that were true, I would have problems with the Bible. So this is something that the younger generation is hearing over and over and over again through all kinds of different mediums. But I think that the assessment that these attacks are the problem misses the mark. Because the primary cause, to my mind, is that far too few Christians are equipped to debunk the claims of the critics. The contention that the Bible is human, as opposed to divine in origin, that it's the product of contaminated copies, cleverly invented stories, even of corrupt collaborators. Of course, these charges are nothing new. It's been the stock and trade of bastions of higher learning for centuries, but not today. What was once the province of private academia is now being popularized in the public arena. And while hundreds of examples are available, one stands out above the rest. And it involves the spiritual terrorism of Bart Ehrman. Bart Ehrman, of course, is a distinguished professor of religious studies at the prestigious University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. He's a professor who appears particularly proud of causing the faith of many of his students to waver. I have 12 kids, and one of my daughters, went to his school and knows firsthand how insidious the disinformation provided by Bart Ehrman actually is, because some of her friends left the faith as a direct result of listening to him speak. In fact, Ehrman has overtly said, and I have this quote right in front of me. It's a quote that I included in one of my books. Some students, he says, resist for a long time, secure in their knowledge that God would not allow any falsehoods into his sacred book. But before long, as students see more and more of the evidence, many of them find that their faith in the inerrancy, in the absolute historical truthfulness of the Bible, begins to waver. And so with a straight face, he tells his ever-burgeoning audience that, well, that the copyists were motivated by anti-Semitism, and that the autographs themselves were well-forged. In his view, many of our cherished biblical stories, many of the widely held beliefs concerning the divinity of Jesus Christ, the Trinity, the divine origins of the Bible, stem from intentional alterations by scribes. And in the meantime, tens of thousands of people are abandoning the Christian faith because of what Ehrman and many like him are writing and what he continues to perpetually do in misrepresenting the Bible. So what's the best defense in this battle for the Bible? Well, I think it's the information beautifully depicted in Fragments of Truth. And I'm going to talk throughout this podcast, and I'm sure Dr. Craig Evans will as well, about some of the unique aspects of truth with respect to the reliability of Scripture that this DVD brings out. Well, Dr. Craig Evans is a distinguished professor of Christian origins at Houston Christian University. He's published more than 600 articles. He's written some 70 books. And he's given lectures at Cambridge, Oxford, Yale, as well as the Field Museum in Chicago. He's been interviewed by all kinds of publications, including the Wall Street Journal. But most importantly, he is featured in this documentary DVD titled Fragments of Truth. Can we really trust the Bible? It is so wonderful to have you on Hank Unplugged, Dr. Evans.
Thank you very much. Glad to be with you.
I want to ask you at the very beginning about the subtitle of Fragments of Truth, the DVD that I am hyperventilating over. The subtitle being, Can We Trust the Bible? Without getting into the weeds at the forefront of this discussion, what's your answer to that question?
We can trust the Bible because it's so substantially supported by historical documents, all kinds of evidence archaeologically. The manuscript evidence, this thing that I hope we do talk about called verisimilitude. In other words, the Bible tells us stories about real people, real places, real events. Historians know that. Archaeologists use it. That's a quick answer. And so the idea that the Bible can't be believed or it's full of myth or nobody trusts it is, of course, nonsense. The people that do the real work in the field dig things up and search for the past. They make use of the Bible. So if the Bible was a myth and couldn't be trusted, then what are they doing? And I'm talking about Israeli archaeologists, people from all different kinds of faith, no faith at all. They find the biblical records invaluable sources. And that simply would not be the case if the Bible, as some people say, couldn't be trusted.
You know, what's so incredible about the archaeologist Spade is that you think about some of the discoveries that are quite recent. If I've got this right in my head, in 2004, you have the discoveries of the Pool of Siloam and the Pool of Bethesda, or maybe it was just the Pool of Siloam. And when you look at the details that John gives in his gospel, you find that the descriptions that he provides match specifically with the details of what archaeology has discovered.
Well, you're absolutely right. 30 years ago, I started going to Israel. I've made it a habit since. I've gone almost every year. I've been a volunteer digger at various dig sites right there in Jerusalem. I know several archaeologists, including the one you just mentioned, Rami Arav, who has been involved in the excavation of the Pool of Siloam. And he's working at Bethsaida and other places. And I go there and I see it, and there it is. And this is the place talked about in the Gospel of John. And nobody knew exactly where it was until, as you just said, 2004. But John said it was there. And there have been many other discoveries same way. You know, we can talk about Magdala, which only recently was discovered, 2010, the actual first century Magdala, where Mary, one of Jesus' disciples, was from. We can talk about Cana of Galilee, ongoing work at Nazareth. You realize, Hank, and I know you know this, but there are some skeptics who say Nazareth didn't even exist. It's a made-up thing. Well, the name Nazareth is inscribed in stone. I mean, it just keeps piling up, and that's why I think right out of the gate, you got to say, hey, the Bible writers know what they're talking about. They're talking about real history, real people, real places, real events, and that's why historians and archaeologists make use of the biblical literature, because they find it again and again reliable.
Don't go away. In just a few moments, we'll rejoin Hank Hanegraaff's conversation with Professor Craig Evans. Can we trust the Bible? The documentary film on DVD, Fragments of Truth, featuring Dr. Craig Evans, could be faith-saving for thousands of believers who have been caused to doubt their faith because of false or misleading claims about biblical authority and accuracy. To receive your DVD of Fragments of Truth, Ancient Documents, New Discoveries for yourself, or as a terrific gift to a friend or loved one, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org.
Can we trust the Bible? The Christian faith is firmly rooted in the teachings of the New Testament, but can we really trust the Bible? Skeptics will tell you that the authenticity of the Bible cannot be trusted, arguing that the gospel manuscripts have been doctored to push a theological agenda. In the Faith Life original film, Fragments of Truth, Dr. Craig Evans takes this claim head-on, traveling around the world to investigate the most ancient New Testament manuscripts available. Along the way, Dr. Evans highlights groundbreaking new evidence demonstrating that the case for the reliability of the New Testament manuscripts is not just strong, it is stronger than ever. To receive your DVD of Fragments of Truth, Ancient Documents, New Discoveries, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org.
Bertrand Russell famously said, "Most people would rather die than think, and many of them do." Not so with CRI support team members. Support team members are not only serious thinkers, but their membership in CRI's support team helps to equip hundreds of thousands of fellow believers around the globe each and every month. Are you not a member? Then you're missing out. Not only do support team members form the backbone of Christian Research Institute's outreaches, but they enjoy their selection of resources from our Equipping Essentials library. To discover how you can make a difference 24/7 in equipping believers at home and abroad to stand for life and truth, check out the benefits of membership at equip.org. Once again, that's equip.org. Has God spoken? Are the words of Scripture merely human in origin, or are they in fact the very words of God Himself? 3 years in the making, and based on two decades of research and reflection, Hank Hanegraaff's monumental book, Has God Spoken?, answers what is surely the most important question facing our world. In Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs of the Bible's Divine Inspiration, Hank counters the contentions of the Bible attackers and clearly shows that belief in the Holy Scriptures is not a guess or wishful thinking. It is the only logical conclusion after an honest examination of overwhelming evidence. Order Has God Spoken from the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org, equip.org. Let's rejoin Hank Hanegraaff and Dr. Craig Evans in their conversation.
I've often said that contrast is the conduit to clarity. And if you look at what archaeology has done to holy books like the Book of Mormon or the Quran, it's as though with virtually every turn of the archaeologist's spade, there's more and more evidence piled up against them. And precisely the opposite is true with the Bible. The more we dig into the dirt, the more we discover that the people, the places, and the particulars that are discussed in Scripture correspond to reality.
That's absolutely true. And, you know, we're talking about archaeology, where you unearth things, you mostly find stone and metal and that sort of thing. But we can also talk about ancient manuscripts that are discovered. I'm thinking of the Dead Sea Scrolls. I could go on for the whole program talking about how the scrolls have set the record straight. Now, we're talking about our generation. I'm talking about some scroll fragments published only in the early 90s that took a long time to come out, and they obliterated several theories that had been held in critical circles for 100 years, and these scrolls just blew them apart. And it turned out, oh, the Gospel of Matthew is correct. Oh, the Gospel of Luke is correct. Oh, guess what? Paul knew what he was talking about after all, and right on down the line. And so I tell you, my warning goes out to the skeptics. Be careful, because you're in a vacuum. What it is we don't have full knowledge about everything. We don't have all the dots sometimes that we want to connect. But as we keep digging, as we keep finding more things, and only 5% of the biblical world has been excavated, and that's mostly just partially. So it's only a fraction of what will be yielded through these researches, and they keep supporting the biblical narratives. Only a fraction of all the manuscripts, the papyri, for example, found in Egypt, only a fraction has been published so far, maybe at most 10%. And as we keep publishing and keep discovering and keep analyzing, these skeptical theories, one after another, gets knocked down, and the minimalists, the mythicists, and all these people are embarrassed. So my word to them is, hey, shut up, back up, read the text, take it seriously, and continue to follow the evidence as it unfolds.
Why are you so passionate about this particular subject? I mean, I can hear the passion in your voice.
Well, I became interested in archaeology in Israel, as I said, 30 years ago. But it was largely in response to Bart Ehrman's book that you mentioned at the top of the program, his misquoting Jesus. And I thought, wait a minute, this isn't the Bart Ehrman I remember in the 1980s. And that's when I got caught up. I had become acquainted with him, not well, but I did a sabbatical leave at Princeton. He was coming, and that was back in the 80s, and he was coming out. He hadn't gone to North Carolina yet. And I'd see him once a month, and he seemed quiet and a troubled person, not the personality you see now. And I wondered, what's going on? And then this book comes out in 05, Misquoting Jesus, and I was simply appalled. And I had become involved with him in 05 and 06 because of our involvement with the Gospel of Judas that had been discovered and finally was published. And so I read his book with interest, and I was very troubled by it, because it misrepresented and misinterpreted, misapplied the data regarding manuscripts and textual variants and scribal errors and that kind of thing. And it was very misleading and very harmful to the general reading public. And of course, you alluded to that at the beginning of this podcast. So I thought, wait a minute, this just can't be right. I began corresponding with textual critics, experts in ancient book culture, and I began my own investigations. And then coincidentally, about that time, a very important study came out by a classicist at Bart's school. The irony is really something. At the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, George Houston, a classicist, showed that ancient literature was in existence for hundreds of years. Autographs were treasured and circulated for hundreds of years. And that got me going on something, and eventually it led to some publications and the production of this video, this movie that actually was in cinemas throughout the United States, and that we call Fragments of Truth. So that's what got me into it. I wanted to set the record straight, and it's led to new discoveries, and I'm still up to my eyeballs in it. It's very exciting.
It is, and the work that you have done, particularly the presentation, the way the presentation is made in Fragments of Truth, is absolutely astounding. There are some things about this particular movie that are worth the price of admission, so to speak. We'll talk about those later, but you were mentioning Bart Ehrman, and of course I mentioned him as well. But what about his contention that the more he studied the manuscript tradition of the New Testament, the more he discovered just how radically the text had been altered at the hands of what he calls unscrupulous scribes? In other words, he's talking about the dark, sinister motives that they had. So they're not just copying the text, they're purposely changing it because they want to underscore the anti-Semitic overtones.
Yeah, that is, it's egregiously misleading. You're cherry-picking the evidence of some 5,000 documents, and you can find a handful of scribes that had a particular bias. So what? They didn't change the evidence. They didn't alter the text. That's one of the themes we explored in Fragments of Truth. The idea that an anti-Semitic element got introduced into the text and somehow survived, and it's in our Bible today, is absolutely categorically false. The idea that theology, especially Christology, got altered in one direction or another is simply false. There are other people with less expertise, less training than Bart Ehrman has, who espout all kinds of ridiculous things, conspiracies about what books ended up in the canon, how the text may have been changed, doctrinal issues that either were introduced or suppressed. And of course, we explore all that with the best scholars in the world. We look at the actual evidence that exists that anybody can go see and study. And of course, we just blow these theories out of the water. There's nothing behind them. And I'm prepared to deal with any of these topics. I've explored them all. And there are a lot of good points that can be made against this silly idea that somebody tampered with the text, made some changes, altered it, and so the Bible we have today doesn't actually reflect what was originally written. That is just plain false, and we can deal with any aspect of it you want to deal with.
Yeah, so, you know, the whole idea that somehow or other you have an anti-Semitic bias in the Bible is dispelled just by common sense. And I think you alluded to that in the answer you just gave, because Christians are reminded of Jews from David to Daniel who are memorialized in Hebrews chapter 11 in the Faith Hall of Fame. We grow up as Christians with Jews as our heroes. So the very notion that the Bible somehow or other is anti-Semitic ought to be dispensed with immediately by common sense. But what about this notion that these copyists have dramatically affected essential Christian doctrine, doctrines that were codified and clarified by the seven ecumenical councils, the Christological truths of Scripture, the divinity of Jesus Christ, etc.?
Part of the problem here, the backdrop, isn't just biblical illiteracy on the part of the general public as well, unfortunately, on the part of Christians themselves. Not only is it historical illiteracy, people just don't think in chronological terms. It's just appalling, and that's one of the big letdowns, in my opinion, in our public school system these days. Kids don't know history, and they don't learn to think historically either. The problem with the idea that the text has been altered in step with theological ideas, and therefore the text that we have today might not reflect what was written, It's a gross anachronism that's going on, but the average person doesn't see it. So let me spell it out. Here's what it is. What is being suggested on the part of some of these people who think the text has been changed and new theology has been introduced or whatever, is that when scribes were copying New Testament manuscripts in the first century and then on into the second century and beyond, number one, they did not know which books would be in the New Testament. So number one, they don't know which texts need to be changed. Number two, they don't know what orthodox, and I'm putting that in quotation marks, they don't know what orthodox theology is going to be as the church's scholars get together and hammer out these questions, like exactly how do we understand the divinity or the humanity of Jesus? How exactly do we understand the Trinity? These things get hammered out at Nicaea in the 4th century and at other councils later. So how would any scribe, number one, even know what kind of change to make?
Well, we've run out of time for today's special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. To hear this Hank Unplugged podcast interview with Professor Craig Evans in its entirety, go to equip.org, iTunes, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. In appreciation for your vital gift to help strengthen and expand the life-changing outreaches of the Christian Research Institute, Hank would like to send you the film on DVD, Fragments of Truth, Ancient Documents, New Discoveries. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. That's equip.org. You can also write to CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter.
Can we trust the Bible? The Christian faith is firmly rooted in the teachings of the New Testament, but can we really trust the Bible? Skeptics will tell you that the authenticity of the Bible cannot be trusted, arguing that the gospel manuscripts have been doctored to push a theological agenda. In the Faith Life original film, Fragments of Truth, Dr. Craig Evans takes this claim head-on, traveling around the world to investigate the most ancient New Testament manuscripts available. Along the way, Dr. Evans highlights groundbreaking new evidence demonstrating that the case for the reliability of the New Testament manuscripts is not just strong, it is stronger than ever. To receive your DVD of Fragments of Truth, Ancient Documents, New Discoveries, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org.